The Karen National Union issued a statement Wednesday calling on Burma's military junta, also known as the SPDC, to stop attacking Karen villages in the east, to withdraw troops from the area, and to resume peace talks. Colonel Nerda Mya, spokesman for the KNU, says the situation in eastern Burma is intense, and a two-year-old informal ceasefire is no longer working.
The KNU leadership is tired of the so-called gentleman agreement ceasefire, so this is kind of a warning to the SPDC.
He accuses the military of burning villages, torturing people, and displacing thousands of Karen. The government says the offensive is in response to the KNU's increased disruptive acts, including bombings and planting mines on rail lines. The international community has already condemned Burma's offensive. On Tuesday, several United Nations human rights experts, including human rights envoy to Burma, Paulo Sergio Pinheiro, called on Burma to end the military operations. U.S. lawmakers also denounced the violence. Thursday, United Nations Under Secretary General Ibrahim Gambari arrives in Burma, where he will try to convince the ruling military to hasten democratic reforms and national reconciliation. This is the first high-level visit by a UN envoy to Burma in 2 years. Similar efforts by Asian diplomats have, however, failed to put pressure on the regime, which continues to detain members of the pro-democracy opposition. There are some 7 million Karen in Burma, and they have one of the largest armed insurgencies in the country. The KNU has been fighting for autonomy for nearly 6 decades. It is one of about 20 minority groups that have fought the government since Burma won independence in 1948. In recent years, the government reached ceasefire agreements with 17 other ethnic minority rebel groups in Burma, but talks with the KNU failed in 2004. Decades of fighting have forced thousands of Karen to flee to neighboring Thailand. The United States earlier this month waived provisions of anti-terror laws to allow some 9,000 ethnic Karen who fled Burma to be considered for political asylum. Heather Bayron, VOA News, Hong Kong.